you are having the most fun that you've ever had in your NFL career.
100% true.
Has it been a challenge for you, though, over the course of your time here since 2012, to look back at your journey a little bit?
The last 3 years before this, just mentally I was down and out, you know, and it's hard to play when, you know, play your best when you're like that.
How'd you handle that privately?
I didn't handle it very good, actually. That's, you know, I think that's what contributed to a lot of things that went on and then happened. I relied on my wife a lot to help me out, and she did a good job with that. She's my rock, and, you know, we've been together since high school, so high school sweethearts. Anytime I'm down, she knows it, and she'll ask me what's wrong, and, you know, I'll lay it out, and she'll just help me with that, guide me through it.
Were there just some dark days for you?
There was a lot of dark days, and, back then I kind of paid attention to what everyone said, too, on the outside, and, you know, you never want to do that.
It must feel like a 2,000-pound gorilla's off your back a little bit.
Exactly. If you get rid of all the outside noise and everything that's going on, you know, you just be you and, you know, have fun and play your best out there.
Was there ever a time where you just didn't like playing anymore, where you didn't want to play?
There was always times when I was like, what am I doing? Do I really want to do this? You know, I tell myself, I'll give everything back. I really don't want to do it anymore. But, you know, those things you just got to push through mentally, I think. It probably happens to a lot of people. I'm sure it does. You're here for a reason. You just got to go out there and play and not worry about anything else.
Vic Fangio has consistently said, this is a guy I can build a defense around for 2015.
Definitely helps out with my confidence, for sure. You know, anytime your coach says, good things about you, helps you out. So, yeah.
Long way from Idaho, isn't it? To get to here.
It is, definitely. You know, grew up in a small town, about 1,000 people, raised by my grandparents since I was young, and grew up out there on a farm. And, you know, just the mentality just to work hard no matter what, I think, was probably the most important thing.
It's a common story, frankly, for many of your teammates, you know,
yeah.
Living in tough situations growing up, many of them not knowing their dads,
yeah,
and raised by their moms or grandparents. I mean, many of the players on your own defense doing the same way, but it's rare to hear it in small town USA.
You know, my mom, you know, she did everything she could, but, you know, she just didn't have enough funds to, you know, raise me, so she thought it'd be better for my grandparents. I mean, she was always there for me. I'd hang out with her on the weekends. You know, didn't really have a father figure. You know, my uncle and my grandfather were there. They're more of a father figure for me, so, you know, didn't know my dad. That's tough. It's tough not having a dad, you know, to be there. And I told myself, you know, I'll always be there for my kids because, you know, I don't want that to happen to them the way, you know, that happened to me, so.
Trey Mason off the right side. Mason spins down and gives up the ball. Bears have recovered at the 19-yard line. Recovered by Shea McClellan.
As you later in life will look at that uniform and say, wow, I was an NFL football player for the Chicago Bears. What meaning does it have to you now to see it?
You know, growing up when, you know, in the small town, we never had our name on the back of our jerseys. That's something I always wanted, and then got to college and finally did, and now here in the NFL. You know, when you're in the moment, it's hard to really realize, you know, that you're here. I think the way that it's panned out, it's been ups and downs, but it's been a ride, it's been fun.